Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Embracing the joy of bachata, dancing in Cape Town's Latin scene. Solo travel safety, reflections from a mixed dormitory experience. I have left observatory for Cape Town City Centre. There were some salsa and bachata events that I wanted to attend this weekend, so I thought I might as well stay in town, walk around a little bit, and save some money on Uber costs. I had booked a bed in a dormitory at the hostel 91 Loop. It's one of the most central hostels in Cape Town. Once I arrived, I realized two things. Firstly, there is no kitchen. Is that even allowed? Are you allowed to call something a hostel if it does not have a communal kitchen? A disgrace, in my opinion. Secondly, this hostel only has mixed dorms, and mine is filled with 7 guys. Fucking-tastic. I blame my research skills, but also their website was not forthcoming and clear about the situation. It is not that I'm afraid of all men or think that all men want to rape and take advantage at first opportunity. Not at all. However, as a female generally and a female solo traveler specifically, I am always aware of men's potential violence. Living and breathing in a patriarchy has conditioned me that way, to always be aware of the ever-changing power dynamics between men in groups as well as men in relation to me, and the consequences anything may entail. I immediately start the crisis aversion and relationship building. Within 30 minutes, I know the names of all 7 guys' moms, girlfriends, where they're from, and what their plans are here. I guess my thinking is that if they feel like we know each other, it increases my safety. I also try checking for somebody in reception to bond with, but the hostel is so huge. Their staff does not build relationship with their guests, nor provide basic tourist information. So I gave that attempt of safety strategy up pretty quickly. The only natural hangout spot at 91 Loop is a tiny yard surrounded by 12 floor buildings. Despite the pretty murals, it feels claustrophobic and not chill at all. So I surrender to the fact that this is also solo traveling, being on your own. I have done what I can to anticipate risks. I am meeting friends throughout the weekend so people would eventually notice if I did go missing. And I'm Ubering everywhere at night. That will have to do. The solo traveler's security dilemma. Sometimes I wonder if all the things I do and think about regarding safety do more than make me scared. Sometimes I wonder if all the things I do and think about regarding safety do more than actually make me scared. At the same time, these are the things that we were taught to do growing up, guilted for not doing when something did happen. But sometimes I wonder how it would be to navigate and meet life beyond fear. Exploring Cape Town social dancing, a night at the Ivy on Park. I decide to take Tracy to what has quickly become one of my favorite salsa spots in Cape Town, the Ivy on Park. We arrive as the sun is closing, yet another beautiful week in Cape Town. It is my favorite dance from the Mother City Dance Festival, the older man that hosts the event. I know now that his name is Eldred, and he's one of the fire souls championing and producing space for Cuban salsa in Cape Town. Salsa on 2 seems to be the most common salsa in Cape Town, but if you go to Eldred's events, you can be sure to hear and enjoy Cuban salsa. Tracy and I are a bit early, and I take full advantage to steal some dances from my favorite dance cavalier. It is such a joy, such a blessing to dance with someone that dances with you. That may seem like an odd comment when you're talking about couples dancing. Obviously, you dance together. What I mean is to have someone that is dancing with you, who is present with you, and that dances to dance with you. Au contraire to somebody that dances to show off, by obligation, or to steal your number. Rediscovering bachata. Tracy eventually leaves, and when the clock is closing in on 10, I feel ready to go as well. It is mostly bachata dancers left, and I don't really enjoy it. Or that's a lie. I love bachata. Dominican bachata, Puerto Rican bachata, bachata de verdad. My experience of the bachata scene is sadly enough a scene where only sensual bachata is danced, since that is the norm in Sweden/Europe. It is sad, or I feel sad about it, firstly because it is presented as bachata instead of sensual bachata. It is presented as if it is the real bachata instead of the European sexualization of an already sensual dance. I've thought a lot about why that is. Why have we as in Europeans, sexualized a dance that is already fire as it is? I believe, speaking from a Swedish perspective, that it has to do with the fact that we don't really have a social culture that allows for flirting and gives space to our sensuality. So when we do get something sensual in front of us, we only recognize it as sexual. Even though I have never personally danced bachata in Nicaragua, my other home country, I feel very strongly about this topic as it has made me feel unwelcome and uncomfortable in my own Latin American culture whenever I try to enter that scene in Sweden. However, I'm not in Sweden now, and I love bachata. So when a dancer next to me invites me to dance bachata, I only hesitate for a second before I say yes, and God am I glad I did. As soon as they took my hands, I could tell they was a pro, but that was not what made the dance. It was their joy, their playfulness, their musicality. This was hands down the best bachata experience I have had in over 10 years. It reminded me that I actually do love bachata, for real. The way the music invites you to almost jump around and play with the rhythms is absolutely amazing. The way I get to express myself, both in relation to my lead, but also as a follow, I got to decide. Once we started to dance, we didn't stop. The joy of the dance had us hooked. When the event starts to close, we aren't ready to go home. Turns out Luca Kelly Patterson, their name, lives in Sweden since several years back and teaches bachata in Stockholm, specifically at Queer Salsa Stockholm. And if you're interested in bachata, real bachata, you should also check out her dance team school that teach Dominican bachata, Kelioke Master Team and Los Bonitillos. You're welcome, Stockholm. We start exchanging experiences of leading in South Africa as non-cis men and the conversation flows. I realize that the no's I've gotten from women I have invited to dance here can be because of both homophobia but also from the very set gender roles that exist here. The conversation doesn't stop. We find ourselves on the sidewalk talking till dawn. I love solo travel encounters like this. A kindred spirit. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Fear Podcast, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.